Mike, welcome to this podcast, Men Talk 2. I'm your host, Lee. Hey, Rick is sitting right next to me this time. We in the studio. You see this blank wall back behind us. Miss Tulane is in the building. And congratulations to Miss Alasia for her 19 kids that she just had. She had 8 puppies, y'all. I'm just saying, she had 8 puppies. If y'all see the dog's head, y'all know why I'm talking about big-headed dogs.
You was talking about my dog, but she
pushed your dog's head is big as fuck.
She pushed all 8 of them puppies out.
Yeah, she pushed them things out, from what I've been told. I don't know. Congratulations. So, is she well enough to do whatever she got to do? Cool.
She's doing it all.
Cool. All right, so we got some topics we're going to talk about today. 3 of them, to be exact. First off, I want to thank everybody for watching the videos that we put out every Thursday. Like, comment, subscribe, you know, hit the notification bell when you get the chance to let you know when we're putting out new content. Let's get started. Let's start with the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama from Tibet. He's a monk. He's 87 years old. This video came out in February.
Damn, it's that old?
It's that old. But we just not hearing about it. All right, so the Dalai Lama, you know, he like to bless folks and, you know, kids and so forth and so on. So video came out that he is some kid standing in front of him. They touching heads, and then he kissed his kid on the lips. Male child at that. Let me go ahead and clarify that, too. And then he whispered to the kid, hey, suck my tongue. What are we doing that at?
She just sent chills all over me.
Right.
Wait, if he whispered, how they know what he said?
He is on videotape.
I think they read his lips.
He and see when he touched heads with the kid, you know, everybody was clapping and laughing and blah blah blah. But then it got silent when the Dalai Lama told his kid, we don't know the age of the kid. The kid's face is blurred out in the video, telling the kid to suck his tongue.
And he stuck his tongue.
His tongue out too. You can see the video.
And the kid pulls back.
Like what the? Yeah.
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 If you see the video, you know exactly what we're talking about. I'm not playing it on this Ooh. Station that we got going on here.
Hopefully, we ain't doing that nowhere in the world. Cause yeah.
And he said he was just playing.
Hey, he wasn't fucking playing.
We don't play. Religious leaders don't play like that.
They show.
I'm about to say, now who the fuck play like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He do evidently.
That boy wanted some baby ass. That's what he wanted.
Already. 87 year old dude.
Yeah.
He's a monk. I mean, you know, that's what they do. They don't partake in stuff like that. But evidently, this dude do.
I mean, obviously they do.
I can't say. But you know, he put out a statement saying, you know, he was just playing in front of the camera. They play all the time in front of the camera, off camera, blah, blah, blah. He apologized. Didn't know heat come on him until, you know, child advocate folks starts yelling out, hey, this possibility that he could be, you know.
That's crazy that that video came out in February.
February. Though. And we just not hearing about it now.
Yeah. It ain't no possibility. If he would have got away with it.
Oh, yeah, he'd got away with it.
Yeah.
This ain't the first time this happened.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's with the kids, but I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
Like, he even admitted, you know, I play a lot.
That's
but
not
we, but we don't play like that, Dalai Lama. Just so you know. We ordinary people without a title don't play like that. I'm sure world leaders don't play like that either.
Mm-mm.
He's considered a world leader for Tibet.
Yeah, he is.
So, we ain't doing that. Just want you to know, Dalai Lama.
So, he's Tibetan?
He's a Tibetan monk. Hmm. Yeah.
Nasty bastard.
I always thought the Dalai Lama was Indian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm just like disgusted because.
You should be disgusted. Everybody should be disgusted at this mess.
Cause I'm just like, let somebody tell Fat Dad to suck that damn tongue.
Right?
Shit.
They catching it. Hands,
cut that motherfucker off.
Hands, hammers, whatever you get around.
Yeah.
They catching it.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be no ha ha. Oh, he was just playing. Ain't gonna be no.
No, hell no.
Right? Right? I'm just saying. Ain't gonna be none of that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he put out a statement. The Dalai Lama, like I said earlier, he put out a statement saying, you know, hey, I apologize for, you know, him and his, the kid and his family for putting him through this whole ordeal. I was just playing, so forth and so on. I mean, come on. Really? Mm-hmm. That's how y'all play over in Tibet.
As soon as he look at me and repeat what that man done said, it's on.
Right?
Yeah, because he gonna tell me.
He gonna tell you.
Yeah, he gonna tell me.
So, I mean, mm-hmm. that's what happened. So, just so you know, Dalai Lama, you can't come to America talking about having a kid suck your tongue. It ain't going down like that. You might catch a bullet.
Yeah, that's what he gonna catch. Not one, but two.
And I'm not advocating violence. Let me go ahead and say that again. But we don't get down like that. So, playing or not, we don't play like that. All right, moving on. So, my next story. I mean, I'm not going to even go to the other one. We're just going to get right into it right here, right now. Eva Marcelle Sterling. Everybody knows she was married. She used to date Lance Gross. If y'all don't know who Lance Gross is, that's the dark chocolate brother that was on a couple of movies in the Tyler Perry genre. Y'all look him up and y'all find out what he's talking about. She going through a divorce from her lawyer husband, Michael Sterling. They've been together for 4 years. The husband, soon to be ex-husband, adopted her kid. She had a kid before they got married. Let's go ahead and clarify that, too. They get a divorce. They splitting everything down the middle. That's what she wants. She's going to court. She's going to do the whole child support thing for the kids that she got, plus the one that she had outside of their marriage. Notice what I said. She getting child support or petitioning for child support, not only for the two that she got with the dude. She getting child support for the chick or the little girl outside of the marriage that they had before.
All right. So, look, that's why y'all know I take care of a couple kids that ain't mine. Love them to death like they mine. But that's why I would never adopt their ass. Because that piece of paper.
Oh, my God.
That piece of paper. I do. I love them like they mine. Y'all see, I post them all the goddamn time.
But you're not adopting.
I'm not adopting.
You're not putting your name on.
No, no.
Why not? You been taking care of them for the last what?
Choosing to do so and being forced to do so is two different things.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Nobody forced him to sign his name on a document saying, adopt me.
They didn't force him to do that, but he's finna be forced to pay child support for that little motherfucker. I mean,
that's part of the process you get when you adopt a child.
And that's why I'm not adopting him. Love him to death. I mean, hell, my oldest daughter, I'm the only dad that she knew until she was 18 years old.
I get it.
And she never had my last name.
I get it.
I wanted her to. I was literally really thinking
about it. Don't get a change now.
Hey, look. Then I might. They might try to hit me for 18 years back paying.
Yeah, back pay.
That's a wrap. Yeah.
Yeah.
She out of school, out of everything.
State of Tennessee, a motherfucker. State of Tennessee, a motherfucker.
Right.
Be like, how long you been taking care of her? Oh, she was getting assistance. You need to boom, boom, boom. How much?
Right.
$52,000. God damn.
So that's what's going on with this whole divorce thing. And is it fair? That's the question I want to put out to everybody. Is it fair that the current, I just adopted this kid, parent, male, lawyer, has to pay child support for a kid that's not his, biologically? We just talked about this biological stuff a couple of weeks ago.
I mean, it's fair, but it's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair because... I mean, it's really not his kid.
Okay.
But when he took the initiative and when he signed those papers, that made it fair.
Exactly, because I don't understand, because y'all not together no more, you ain't going to take care of the kid. What did you adopt her for?
Right.
All right, so just because they don't mean he not going to take care of the kid.
We didn't say that.
But being forced... being forced to and choosing to do so is two different things.
I mean, it's really not even forced.
Because like I said, nobody said.
If you're going to do it anyway, what the fuck does it matter?
Yeah.
Sure, damn. Let's complain about it.
I guess when you, look, when you're worth millions, it don't matter. But, you know, I look at everything. I ain't worth millions. So I look at it if it was me in the situation. But if I was worth millions, then you're probably right. I would have adopted all them little motherfuckers and wouldn't even.
About it. But here's the thing, Rick, and maybe this'll shed a little light on the thing. All your kids are in the same house with you, even if you would adopt them, whatever. You ain't got no married wife or none of that stuff you got to worry about. You ain't got nothing to worry about that.
Oh, I was still paying child support while they was living with me.
What I'm saying is, why?
Because state of Tennessee, where they live at didn't matter. It's all about custody. And I didn't have custody, so... Yeah, because I had talked to an attorney actually when I was at Volkswagen. So 2017, I think it was about 2017, and so my child support was based off of when I was only making like $9 an hour. Like she never went back to try to get it modified,
which is her dumb ass fault.
But I mean, not really, because she would have been real fucked up because, you know, I was still giving an extra to take care of the kids.
So, shit, that didn't matter?
So, yeah. Right, it don't, but I'm just saying, I was probably giving her more than what they would have been giving her anyways. But what the lawyer told me was, based off what my child support was, if I go to get custody, then I have to prove her unfit in order to get custody. And while we there, they probably end up doing a modification, and it cost me a lot more money than what I'm paying now anyway. So, and by this time, I only had like 2 years left.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
the, just ride it on out.
Yeah, yeah. So the attorney was like, it'd be better for you to just ride it on out, because if you start making a fuss now, do you really want to make, you know, two more years of X amount of dollars?
It's not making a lot of sense to me. Why would it have been hard to prove her unfit if you had the fucking kids?
I would have went down there and said, this bitch ain't shit.
I'm so confused.
Just because the kids was living with me doesn't mean that she was an unfit parent.
She
Why were they living with you?
Because they wanted to.
Shit.
It got to be a reason why they wanted to.
Yeah. Nah,
I mean, we're not focusing on you, Rick.
I know. But no, they didn't have to share a room at my house. They had to share a room at their mama's house. That's really the only reason.
That sounds okay.
Because, boy, hey, y'all know my kids lied for their mama and took up for her ass like it was nothing while she out here running the streets and shit. Like,
yeah.
Let a female come over for the studio. Do, 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 do. I get a text message. I know it's a bitch down there. Damn, ain't you got another kid?
That's irrelevant. I get it, but it's irrelevant.
I was like, damn, why y'all ain't tell me what she was doing like y'all were telling her when I wasn't even doing shit?
Yeah,
okay.
So trust me, my kids ride for their motherfucking moms. It was only because of the space at the house. That's the only reason.
So, and maybe let me shed a little light on this as well. Eva Marcel's daughter that she had by Kevin McCall, the daughter does not know Kevin McCall.
Oh, wow.
At all. As her biological father. So it was some shit that went down between the day she was born up until now. Maybe that's one of the reasons why he decided to, you know, I'm going to take the reins up. Right. And adopt her so she can have some kind of father figure to look forward to and look to in her life. But now that shit screwed up because he gone.
Well, he just moved down the street. So he really ain't even gone.
He moved down the street.
Hey, yeah, he moved down the street.
Right.
I see you out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
For him to adopt her, that automatically show you he a good dude. So I'm sure he's still going to be there for her like he there for his kids, obviously.
Right.
if he wasn't planning on that shit, he would never adopt it. Because we know in America, marriages are not forever anymore. You in a marriage, you got a good 3 to 7 year run nowadays.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
But I'm still asking the question, is it fair for Kevin McCall, that's the biological girl's daddy, to not be obligated to pay.
He don't got no anything. Rights.
He ain't got no rights. If
he ain't got no rights.
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing. He ain't got a say-so, a care in the world.
Yeah.
He gave fight. Him up. He yeah. didn't.
He didn't fight for. Yeah.
He still needs to be held accountable.
He not does. Really.
I think he does.
He has no legal rights. So why would he?
I think he does too, because I feel like
say
this.
That. Say that.
Even though that man adopted that child, that man should still be ordered to pay child support.
Oh, something. He need to pay something.
Yeah, exactly. Who needs him? Ain't nobody about to be
we not saying him
being needed.
Yeah,
well, then she don't need his him. Motherfucking child support.
She
fuck him. He don't even talk to that nigga. Somebody wants
his child support from somebody.
Well, why she hitting up the adopted parent for child support if she don't need it?
That's her daddy.
Stop.
That is her daddy.
Stop.
Legally.
I'm gonna tell you.
Stop.
I don't give a fuck. If you ain't spend a motherfucking penny on man, you ain't come and visit. And as a matter of fact, he didn't come and visit. And every motherfucking year I was in there, I want my goddamn raise.
Money, right.
I want some man.
Right. He needs to be on the hook for something. If it ain't nothing but paying for insurance. Something.
Exactly. Something. Yeah.
You can't be told. You just can't be out here just spread seed, having kids and not be accountable for none of these kids that you haven't. Stop. We're not doing that.
And then every year we went back, the same question was asked. Has he started to visit? No.
No.
But nobody legally adopted him. So technically.
No, they didn't, but still.
So technically, you had the rights to do all that shit. But if somebody legally adopted him, ain't nothing.
I want to know why she didn't go after the biological father.
Who is doing that? Because I don't understand what's so wrong with y'all.
Right now? He has no legal rights. You can't make somebody pay child support for somebody that they have no rights.
Really? We just had a story about this. This dude that got caught up in Michigan that was paying for child that wasn't his. Same thing happened.
But that's because the lady listed him on the thing.
Who fault is that?
But... So the way the state looked at it was he was the legal father, so that's why they went after him.
So maybe she left the birth certificate without his name on it. Maybe she did.
Because you just can't put nobody's name on no birth certificate and say this is my baby daddy.
So in certain states, in order to get government assistance, you have to list someone as the father, and she listed him down because he was one of the people that she was sleeping with, and they never did the state. Never granted like a DNA, they instantly went after child support and all that
because
other shit.
His name was on the birth
certificate. Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that, but they need to change that shit.
That's one of the things they are fighting for that just because of cases like that. But yeah, with him giving up his rights, with that child being adopted, the biological father technically doesn't exist in legality. So that's why they not worried about going after him, none of that other shit. Mm.
We both said it at the same time, huh? I think it's bullshit. I'm going to be honest. As a guy who's paid child support for 3 kids. What? Oh, my God. He pissed, ain't he?
We'll have to find out what game he be playing.
That's what I'm saying. Damn. I just think
made him lose his train.
Yeah, I made my train of thought. Shit, I think the person who had the kid biologically needs to be accountable for something. I don't give a damn what it is. School trip, something. I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Something.
Our school trips.
Something. He gotta be held accountable for something. You just can't out here just be having kids and just fucking leave them out here for nothing, and you hope somebody hope that somebody adopt them.
Right, something.
I don't know. I'm coming from a point of paying child support, and I feel
I
as
did
though,
it for 18 years. I know exactly what you're talking.
Right,
about.
I feel as though that guy needs to be held accountable, so he should not get off the hook. and not pass the torch over to somebody else that's doing better by his kid? He know he got a kid. Hell, everybody know he got a kid. And he just off the hook, not paying nothing?
No, hey,
but I will say this, though. Sometimes you and you know that sometimes you can't blame just him.
I'm not blaming just him.
We don't know what she said or did to force.
Still, at the end of the day, that's your child.
Exactly.
Hey, I 100% agree with y'all. I'm just saying, not everybody built like that. Prime example, me and my baby mom, my daughter was like probably a year old at the time, got into it. She gonna tell me, you can't see her till I say you can see her. That instantly ended the argument, and I said, you got that. Pulled off from my house, went to juvenile court, filed petition for visitation, right? That's ain't within 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They told, oh, you already paying child support? Yep. Oh, you are in the system then. Boop, boop, boop. All right, this gonna be y'all court date. We'll send letters out. Never had that issue again. But I've got somebody else that I know. He got a child, and he just don't fight to see him. And I'm like, I'm not built like that, but some men, if you want to say built like that, some of them are built like that. I'm not one of them, but some people are.
So, ladies, I'm going to say this to y'all. Upgrade your male status if you have any issues. I'll put that out there. Because that's what the fuck she did. She upgraded her status. I hate to be, you know, like that, but she's fucking upgraded.
Hey, look, and y'all know normally with the fine ones, you start saying something about them, I'll be like, call me, but she doing shit like she that. I don't want her to call me shit. I ain't adopting them bastards.
What the hell?
Are you going to set me up for the okie doke?
I mean, that. Wow. Okay. I get it, but I just have a problem with nobody being held accountable, and that's my
somebody
thing.
Is the husband.
The husband, soon to be ex-husband, is being held accountable. I agree.
He's legally the father, so yeah, he's being held accountable.
I call bullshit on that one. That's just me. That's just my personal opinion.
Yes.
I'm gonna ride out with that.
I mean, so should both of them be paying child support for the same child?
Because
technically, legally, one's the father and one ain't.
No.
So only the biological?
Yeah. I'm not saying both of them should be paying. All I'm saying is this dude who went out here and had a girl by this chick that he was with, and he get off scot-free? Don't pay nothing?
According to the government, he's not the daddy.
Shh. Well, the government need to be overhauled.
He was the daddy at first.
That's what I'm saying. He was the daddy before she upgraded.
Before she upgraded, he was the daddy first. She at first, I always count. And then first, they mean you beat everybody to the punch.
Right?
Yeah.
So she got three kids. All of them adopted. I mean, the one is adopted, and the two boys she got by Mr. Sterling. They all getting paid for child support wise. Like I said, I don't think it's fair that Kevin McCall gets off not paying nothing. That's just me. I mean, I could be looking into this wrong. I could be looking at it wrong. And I don't know the whole situation with Kevin McCall and Eva Marcel Sterling. I don't know that whole situation. But it is documented on the papers that the daughter does not know her biological father. That's been documented.
Yeah, so he just stepped way motherfucking back.
He out.
Yeah. He's sorry.
Well, yeah.
In capital letters.
Sorry in capital letters.
Yeah. Because ain't no way in the hell.
Right?
No way.
There's no way. I mean,
ain't no way.
I just don't. It don't sit right with me.
Yeah, and that's because he mad at the mama.
You think he mad? Because he ain't doing shit. Why is he mad? He ain't doing shit. He ain't got no reason to be mad.
Shit, a lot of people get mad when somebody don't want their ass.
I mean, but you ain't doing nothing.
Is this nigga a singer or something?
Kevin McCall, dude? I don't know who, what he is. He used to
be Chris Brown, didn't he? If so, he already was slow anyway.
Yeah, he's a singer.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, he already was slow.
Was he slow?
Yeah. Everybody...
So he didn't talk to her about her stuff and impregnated her.
And I mean, then, I ain't even gonna go there.
And then, you know, something happened. Something was said between the two. Fuck you. Fuck you. You ain't about shit. You ain't about shit. Blah, blah, blah. I take care of this kid on my own. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. You can have this kid. Blah, blah, blah. I don't want nothing to do with this kid. Something happened. Somebody done said something out of the way. And she moved on with the child that she had. She met Mr. Sterling, which is a lawyer, or who is a lawyer. They got married 4 years ago. Now they getting a divorce. But Mr. Sterling was responsible enough to include the daughter from a previous relationship into his family.
Are we calling it responsible?
I'm calling it responsible.
It is
responsible.
You can include him without signing them papers.
I agree. But he was responsible enough. Evidently, something happened between that, you know, well, I don't want this kid to be out here, blah, 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 so forth and so on. I'm going to take her under my wing. I'm going to raise her. Evidently, like you said, Tulane, dude stepped back. He fell back.
He wanted everybody in his household to have the same last name, which I feel that and I respect that.
Really? Is it that simple? Is it that simple?
Because I'm on Google, and I'm Googling Mr. McCall here. And apparently he was abusive.
Aha.
Okay.
And they tried to co-parent, but it was just drama.
Okay.
It was just drama.
Right.
So every time he seen her, he wanted to whoop her ass.
He was probably already whooping her ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what I'm seeing is just allegedly abusive. I'm not saying
he was arrested. We're not saying he was or wasn't, but there's a reason why they broke up.
Yeah.
And we're going to go with that one because that sounds about right.
Because everything I'm saying is that she's saying he's abusive. He's denying it.
Of course he's going to deny it.
Of course he is. I believe he is abusive because the way he was acting when him and Chris Brown got into it, destroying plaques and shit. He's got some aggression built up.
Yeah.
Flipping out on people for no reason.
Us black men always have some aggression built up because we be fighting the world.
And so does black women.
Find a way to deal with it.
Breaking plaques. Exactly. Yeah. Go to therapy.
Without whooping somebody's ass or trying to. Without putting hands on folks. Find a way to deal with it.
Yeah.
So with that being said, now it makes sense that the daughter doesn't know her biological daddy. Now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, if they couldn't get along, then, give her to somebody else. Let me meet that person, and I get them from that person.
Well, they probably was doing that too.
Do you really want to put your child in that environment, though?
With me and my baby.
Right, being a fucking dog. Being an adult. Being an adult.
Couldn't get along. It was one of them. Like, I couldn't stand. I ain't want to. Nah, we couldn't even be in each other's presence.
No, but what I'm saying is,
like, moms, go get my daughter. I come get her from you.
No, what I'm saying is, if you know this dude is abusive, would you want your child in that type of environment? Because they learning everything and they seeing everything that's going on.
They see everything for the simple fact. What if he had another girlfriend?
Right, and he's smacking the shit out of her.
And he over there smacking the shit out of her.
Right, and that's what the daughter sees.
Yeah.
And he ain't hide it in no kind of way.
Right.
Bitch, I told you, blah, blah, blah. Bitch, I told you this. Bitch, get this hand.
Just like Ike and Tina.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just like Ike
and
Tina.
Do you want to put your child in harm's way and learning this stuff and thinking it's okay for women to get smacked around or dude to hit a woman and it be okay? Do you want to put your child in that type of environment? Me personally, no. Mm-mm. Now I see where Eva is coming from now.
Right.
If that's the case. This is allegedly. We don't know for sure if it happened or not. But I'm just saying it's leaning toward that way because the child don't know the daddy, the biological daddy.
And then just look
she
at it.
She chose to protect and shield her child from this dude that's out here whooping ass.
Whooping ass, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is what you call, Elijah, being a fucking adult.
Yeah.
You protecting your house. Which is what parents are supposed to do. If it takes somebody not being in their life, oh fucking well. They right. just don't fucking need to be there. Now nope. I get it. Now it makes sense to me why the daughter don't know her dad. And this other guy stepped up and adopted her. I get it. Now it makes sense. So, shouts out to Eva for protecting her house and right. her child. And shouts out to her for upgrading and getting another dude to pay for her kids. Shouts out to her. She's doing the right thing. I'm giving it to her.
For getting another dude
to pay for her kids. She so got two already by the dude, and now she got this other one that's been adopted. I mean, you know that the singer ain't going to be doing shit. He fucking barely employed, I'm sure.
He got plans.
He ain't got no money.
So, I mean.
He's not just balling.
I get it. I mean, now it makes sense.
He worth a meal.
It ain't enough. Yeah. Kids cost way more than that.
Yeah.
In your lifetime, you're going to spend more than $1 million.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We talking about multiple kids. We talking about just one, multiple.
And she worth more than that.
Correct. So now I get it. It makes sense to me now. Shout out to Eva. I support you. Because you did the right damn thing. Fair or not, that's the best way to do it. That's on everything that I care about now. Because we talking about the kids. Hey, Hulu got a thing going on since 1994 by Freaknik. I was down there.
Hey, the year I was technically old enough to go, they didn't have it. First year they didn't have it. Boy, I was mad.
Down there. For
I
every Freaknik that was going on, except for like the last two, I was down there. Somebody's mama is on tape.
A lot of people mama on tape.
Hey, one of my homeboys started posting the pictures from where he was down there and everything. And then somebody commented on one of his pictures like, is that my mama in between them two dudes? And then somebody else was like, yeah, it is.
Hey, and that's a bad segue, but here's the thing. It's some people, females, that have since elevated themselves into positions of power. DAs. Lawyers, doctors, you know, this type of power. They suing Hulu.
look, they don't want nobody to see them hair. They don't want nobody that they had. Wow. Back in the day.
You sure did, because I got a picture of one. And I'm like,
hey, damn face. You know they wasn't shaving back then.
Bro.
You know in the 90s wasn't nobody shaving? Come on.
I mean, yeah, that baby strong.
So she got afros.
Yeah. I said, look at her looking like a leg. 76.
Pull the skirt up and like, poof.
Yeah, oh, no. My God. What I in the like, hell?
You got yeah.
It's five females that are suing Hulu because they images and they likeness is being in. Well, fuck it. Let's just go ahead and say what it is. They in there getting it in.
If you're in a public place, you have no expectation of privacy.
It's look. I get it.
That's the law.
I get it, but why we got to go way back to 94 and show some shit that's been happening?
Because people, like, it's nostalgia. Like, people miss the Freaknik. Like,
I do agree with that.
You know, they tried to have one, what, in 19 or 20?
Yeah,
you know,
I'm like, come on, y'all. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
It was just a show, you know, some performances at one of the little stadiums down there.
Look, when I tell you.
I want y'all to look at that picture. Look at that picture. Look
hold
at
on.
Your picture.
Oh, Lord. Hold on, let me see.
Oh, that. Lord.
What you put
if
in
you the was there like this, you need your motherfucking ass whooping. You nasty bitch.
We not putting that on the podcast.
No, we ain't putting that up.
We ain't showing that. But yeah, it was some it was going down. It was going down.
Hey, I just want to know how off topic. Off topic. How you put your mouth on that though? How you put your mouth on that?
Baby suit like that?
I don't see no wrong with it.
Look at the girl in the blue, Alaysia.
Look, you gotta be down when you down there. You gotta spread. You spreading the hair apart. So you put your mouth on it. Like, oh, there it is. I found it
on a goddamn safari doing shit like that.
I found it, y'all. I found it.
Oh my God! You don't see it.
Around thousands of people,
y'all need to grow up.
We didn't grow up. We grew up in that.
Like, grow up.
Shit. Hey, when I tell you,
like an 80s porn star,
it was going down back in the early 90s, man. Luke was bumping. Lil John was bumping. You ain't gonna tell me that it wasn't some.
I hate I wasn't old enough to go. Look, I was gonna sneak down that one year, but I had a car, but I ain't have a driver's license, so I wasn't going to Georgia.
me and my guys, we went down there every year. I'm gonna tell that honest truth.
Oh, so we might catch you on the documentary with somebody's mama or auntie then.
Nope.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
Your when face might
if
pop
you,
up.
If you
when
see
them pictures
me,
fly up.
If you see me, I'm walking by. Shit. You finna catch me in no uncompromised positions like that.
But no, I can't believe they suing them, though. Like,
they suing them because now, like I said, they got these jobs and, you know, they care about what people say and think about them. And
everybody was a hoe at one point in time in their life.
Not everybody.
Not everybody, man. Come on. Come on. Not everybody.
I mean, if you go into the freak. You
see what I'm talking about? Grow up.
There had to be no hoe to go to the freak. There
ain't no hoe to be going to the freak.
Hey, I've seen and heard stories.
Everybody
just wanted to have a good little
time. I was one of those guys that wanted to go out there and just see, look, observe, and take in the shit.
That's it.
I wasn't gonna be a part of none of that foolishness that they had going on. That's the God's honest truth.
Man, if I would have been.
Plus, I was driving every time, so, you know, I had to be responsible. But my crew.
You would have seen me with some bit though on the freeway.
Down there on Lucky Street. Peachtree. Not doing that. No, ma'am. No, sir. We're not doing that.
Well, I heard the freeway was at a standstill.
It was at a standstill.
It was going down on the freeway.
Right at, starting at Marietta.
Yep.
All the way in. Bumper to bumper car.
Yeah, I heard motherfuckers just putting their car in park and just getting out on the freeway and having a freak nigga on the freeway.
Yeah, it was that type of party. Best time ever when a bunch of
celebrities
folks
walking around down there with no security,
right?
Because everybody just there to have a
good time. That's it.
You can't do that now.
Somebody even got shot.
Yeah, it'll never be another.
It'll never be another era like that. People just get out, have fun. Yeah. Dancing in the streets, put your car in park.
Yeah.
All that type of thing. Ain't nobody
fucking on the highway.
God damn it, dude. Come on.
I mean, let's just call it what it is. You can't say I'm wrong.
I cannot say you were wrong.
I that's all I need to hear.
But these five women, let's get back to the five
they
women.
Probably they probably one of ones fucking on the highway.
They probably are.
That's why they don't want that shit to come out.
It's a lot of people that don't want that stuff to come out because that's back
when
they was young.
Somebody already done seen they cell phone there.
Correct.
Me personally, I wouldn't give a fuck.
I wouldn't either.
I mean, like you that was then. This is now. You done made it now. You done somewhat made it now. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I would have been like, yeah, you saw me.
Exactly.
I was perfect. You saw that ass shaking.
Oh my God.
I literally wouldn't care. No, don't let my kids see it. Your mama was lit back in
that's the day. That's what I was saying. I was
it
lit.
It ain't no different than your kids walking in on you while you're fucking.
Wow. Wow.
Now, there ain't nothing like it.
That's what I was going to say.
It's different. Yeah.
Only thing different right is your here. Kids versus the world. Your kids yeah. still going to see it. So.
Yeah, they still going to see it, but they didn't see that shit from me.
Right.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna be in my house playing.
Maybe like if I was out somewhere enjoying myself and just kicking it and just having a good time, okay.
That's, yeah, right.
That's a difference. But actually being caught in the act, that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a whole nother different
that's
story.
That's another topic right there in itself.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So yeah, big shout out to the Freakniks. All of them. Up until the last one that I went to. After that, it just fell off.
Which was the last one you went to?
I think 94 was the last one I went to.
I heard 97 and 98 was lit. Well, 97 was lit. 98 started falling off, and then 99 fell off even more. And, of course, unfortunately, they didn't have it in 2000.
Right, because, that was
a whole other thing. Well, I was always, every year, I was like, man, I can't wait till 2000. I'm going to be 18. Mm-mm. I'm going.
Yeah, me and my...
They fucked it up for me.
Three guys, yeah. We got in the car and we took off every year. It was perfect. Everybody had something to look forward to. Everybody knew what was going on. Like you said, Rick, it was celebrities out there that had no security. They just out in it.
Yeah. Getting it. In it.
Doing it.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't no fear of getting shot or stabbed or robbed or whatever because everybody was down there having fun. Now,
yeah, you can forget that.
You can forget all that. You can't everybody go to an outdoor concert without somebody getting shot.
Shit, you can't even sit on the damn porch.
Good point.
Yeah, without getting shot. It used to be a time where you could sit out in the projects all day long. You know what? And it's crazy because when you ride past East Lake,
mm-hmm.
East Lake used to be so crunk back in the day.
True.
Very kids true. Be everywhere.
Yep.
You ride past that now. You barely see a child outside playing.
And I had no kids out there playing.
That's what I'm saying. So,
random bullets.
Exactly.
Now y'all sleep. Sometimes it be turned out there late.
Stop.
They be doing their little thing out there.
Okay.
Not like they used to.
They get out there.
I'm talking about not like they used to. When I was out there. As a kid, everybody was out there. Everybody. It wasn't a porch that didn't have nobody, somebody sitting on it.
Mm-hmm.
And them motherfuckers sat out there from sun up.
Sundown. You're right.
Sundown. Yeah.
You're right.
Sun up to sundown.
Times have changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully them ladies, whoever is trying to bring up that suit,
get over it.
Well, yeah.
You shouldn't have sucked that dick.
Wow.
On camera.
Wow.
That's right.
But see, that's why it can never be anything else like that, because now, hell, somebody could be damn near about to die, and instead of somebody helping them, they're going to pull the phone out and record their ass.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, It is what it is. But that's all, man. That's all I want to talk about, because... It was funny to me that these five ladies trying to sue Hulu for some kind of damage from being on camera, doing shit that they was doing. It was funny to me. I was like, y'all need to stop tripping.
And then you got to think of it too.
Headphone was probably Preach Kids.
So?
If you do something in public, you have no expectation of privacy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy back then. I mean, it was wild. It was fun. It was wild. It was safe. But now, oh well. So, that's it, man. That's all I want to talk about. Y'all got anything else y'all want to discuss this week?
Mm-mm.
Once again, Alaysia, congratulations.
Thank you.
On your babies. What you going to do with them?
Get them sold.
Okay.
So anybody want them bullets,
put your plug in right there. Put your plug in so they'll know how to contact you if you want to do your thing.
Yeah.
call me at, or plug me, or you know, put your plug in. How can they contact you in order to get one of your kids?
Hit me up on Facebook, Alazia Tucker. Okay, y'all. A-L-A-Z-I-A.
Got them bullies on deck.
Got them bullies.
What kind of dogs?
Bullies.
Okay. She got 8 of them, right?
Yeah, she got 6 boys and 2 girls.
Okay, there you go. She just had a litter of dogs, puppies.
Yeah, puppies.
All right, y'all heard it. Y'all know what's going on. So we'll see y'all next week, Thursday. We'll talk about something relevant to what's going on in the world. Or we'll come up with a topic, actually, and discuss in detail. With all that being said, y'all be good, be safe. We're going to holler at y'all next week. Peace.